From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The California Farm Bureau is advising farmers and ranchers to take care to manage their stress as agriculture faces devastating drought and water supply cuts, as well as wildfire and continued impacts from the pandemic. Farm Bureau President Jamie Johansson says there has been a concerted effort to consider our members' health because what we've experienced in the past 3 years has brought a tremendous amount of uncertainty. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack is urging everyone to be informed about the devastation African swine fever can cause if it reaches the U.S. swine herd. Vilsack tells AgWeb.com ASF has never been detected in the U.S. However, it's a very real threat to the U.S. pork industry. He says protecting the U.S. hog herd is a high priority for the entire team at USDA, but it's something they can't do alone. Cattlemen's Beef Association CEO Colin Woodall is talking about two atypical cases of bovine spongiform encephalopathy that was detected in Brazil. According to agrimarketing.com, Woodall says given Brazil's history of failing to report BSE cases in a timely manner, we must remain vigilant in enforcing our safeguards and holding them accountable. Woodall says we have full faith and confidence in the abilities of the USDA and Office of the U.S. Trade Representative to enforce our safety standards and trade rules. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.